And good morning. Welcome to Community Voice. It's a beautiful morning this morning. Today is Wednesday, August 14th. And today we have a very special program. We're going to be speaking about the Rotary Club of Carrollton's third annual West Georgia Talent Competition. It's going to be coming up Saturday, October 26th at 7 p.m. at the UWG Grand Ballroom. For more information, of course, and we'll touch back on this a few times throughout the program, you can visit westgatalent.com. And if for any questions, you can email carrolltonrotaryga@gmail.com. Our guest this morning to speak about this event, Ed Ward, surety bond specialist for ACRSHOR and Rotary Club president, as well as Patrick Uran. You heard his voice about a minute and a half ago. He is the OMA head of school, as well as the Rotary Club president-elect and talent competition producer. And he knows a little bit about productions and talent. So let's jump right into it. We'll start with some some backgrounds, if we could. Tell us a bit about yourselves and your backgrounds and how you came to be involved with Rotary. Let's start with Patrick.
Well, good morning, Josh.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us on the station this morning. We appreciate the opportunity to be here. So I grew up in Carrollton, and I actually got my start in theater right here in Carrollton. And so to have the opportunity to participate in the Rotary Talent Competition here with Ed is a real honor and a privilege, and it's one of my passions. And so having the opportunity to serve as the head of school for Oak Mountain Academy, and then also having the opportunity to dip my toe in service with Rotary through this talent competition is exciting for me. And so I'm glad that this is going to be our third annual Rotary West Georgia Talent Competition. And I'm excited that Ed approached me last spring about partnering with him on this to raise funds for an organization that's very important to him. And so having the opportunity to raise money for our community and the folks that are in need is something that's close to my heart as well. So excited to be here and talk about it.
Excellent. All right. Ed Ward, same question. Tell us a bit about yourself, your background, and how you came to be involved with Rotary.
Thank you, Josh. I actually did not grow up in Carrollton. I've been here since early 1988. I was born in North Carolina and grew up in Orlando, Florida. So coming up here was in 1988, it was a little bit of a culture shock, but I've really grown to love the Carrollton area and Carrollton and the people. Very, very giving, very loving people here. Let's see. Professional life, I am, as you said, ACRSHOR. I came up to Carrollton to work for an insurance company, Pinnacle Insurance Company, and worked there for several years and have now started my own agency. My wife and I run. We were Nielsen Ward Gann and Associates. We're now ACRSHOR since we just recently merged with a larger outfit.
A lot more approachable, the new name. Other one was a little scary, like a law firm.
Yeah, it's
very
like
intense.
A law firm. Yeah, very much so. So.
And can I just point out that, I mean, you have such a great voice. You're putting me and Patrick to shame.
He like does Johnny have Cash a wonderful voice.
Excellent. Well, welcome to the program, both of you. Let's jump into this. How did this talent competition come to be? I mean, it's the third annual. Patrick, could you tell us a bit about that?
So it's an interesting story. So Scott Robinson, as many of us know him, one of our community leaders, and he was the president of Rotary several years ago. And I walked into GoPrint Plus, which he and his wife own, to purchase some swag items for Oak Mountain Academy. And an hour and a half later, I walked out agreeing to produce the first annual West Georgia Rotary's Got Talent competition. That was his platform, was to raise money for basically shut-ins, because we were coming out of the pandemic at the time. And both of his parents were unable to receive visitors, and they died within 7 months of one another. And he was not able to physically be in the room with them during that particular time period. And so he was raising money basically to buy supplies to send in to folks who were shut-ins during that time period during COVID. And what he learned from the nursing staff at that time period is that even though some of the folks are cognitively impaired, were not able to communicate or you won't be able to see them or speak with them, they were receptive to arts and music. And so he raised money and wanted to raise money to buy supplies to be able to send into them. And so he wanted to do it through a vehicle that represented what those supplies were. And so he had this idea of doing West Georgia's Got Talent, which was a talent competition to raise money for those supplies. And so he and I engaged in a conversation while we were in the store, and I walked out an hour and a half later agreeing to help him mount the Rotary Talent Competition. And so we started that not knowing what type of response we would have, and it raised twice as much money as what the previous year's fundraisers had raised for us. And it also had a nice big following of individuals that showed up not only to participate by seeing it and making contributions and sponsoring, but also the audition submissions. We had almost 90 people upload auditions to support the cause and participate in the talent competition. And we thought that it would be a bunch of just local folks that kind of wanted to get involved. It was local folks, but a lot of people within the Atlanta area as well. And so what we realized is that not only is this a fundraiser that will help secure funds for the cause that we choose to raise money for, but it also is an outreach arm. So it is reaching beyond our local community to spread the word on what the Rotary organization does, what the Carrollton Rotary organization does, and it also reaches the next generation of Rotarians as well. And so it has much more of an impact, which I'm sure we're going to talk about later, than simply raising funds. And so because of that conversation that he and I had, it has now kind of served through and gone through several different generations of presidents in the Rotary Club of Carrollton. So when Ed approached me in the spring before his presidency about wanting to do the talent show again, I was definitely on board with what his vision was for it and for the cause that he wanted to raise money for as well. And Ed's also just a wonderful humanitarian and guy anyway. And so working with him and partnering with him is an easy thing to do because he's pretty amazing.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, Mr. Ward, you know, would you be able to share some highlights in regards to the Foster's year and why you want to continue that tradition?
Well, I think as the program has matured over the last two times, and each time has benefited from the first. Julianne, her year was extremely great. She did a great job. She raised even more than the first year of Scott's year. So as it progresses, we're looking for more and more benefit from that. Julianne chose to use the what was it?
The funds to support the literacy.
The child advocacy right, center, right. I think was what, yep. what she did there. And as I say, did a great job, and the program continues to mature, and hopefully we're going to have a much more tightened down program this year. And Ryan Ombe, who's here with us.
Ryan. Ryan is filming for us.
She has agreed to take Patrick's got next year, and then Ryan's going to do the year after that. So, you know, we've got it to where it's going to be a signature event for our Rotary Club.
Excellent. Well, could you speak a bit to how the concept this year is going to differ from the event than the previous years?
Sure. Basically, we're gonna have a little bit different format. The it's going to be at the University of West Georgia Grand Ballroom, and at 6 o'clock, we're going to do something a little bit different for the major sponsors. We are going to have a cocktail hour. Sponsors will have special front row seats, banquet table style seating with first class hospitality service. At 7 o'clock, the live show starts. And keep in mind, this is very family friendly for all attendees. So we'll have an unforgettable performance, celebrity special appearances, and award-winning performances by past competitors. And then the show should end up about 9 o'clock, and then we will have a post-show reception generously provided by the main sponsor, who is University of West Georgia. We do have two sponsors this year, the Real Theater and the University of West Georgia being the main sponsor.
Excellent. Patrick, before we do take our first break, could you speak a little bit about the audition details, how folks can possibly audition and submit their talent to this competition?
Absolutely. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk about that. So the guidelines for the audition are posted on the website at www.westgatalent.com, but it's really very simple. Basically, folks will do a videotape of themselves, and they will upload the audition of that videotape to the website. It needs to be unedited. There are no category restrictions, so it can be any kind of talent at all. There's also no registration costs. There's no fee to upload your audition video. It's completely free. The deadline is Friday, September the 20th. So all submissions need to be uploaded by Friday, September the 20th. There's no age restriction, and again, there is no talent kind of deadline. Once the judging panel has reviewed all of these submissions, then the finalists are going to be notified, and they'll be invited to perform their talent during the live show, which is set for Saturday, October the 26th. If the candidate is selected to perform in the live show, there will be a registration cost of $25, which is actually going to be a donation to the charity. So it's tax deductible. And again, it is going to go to support the James R. Fulford Endowed Chair of Neurology Fund, which is held within the Tanner Medical Foundation. That is the cause that this year's talent competition is supporting. On Friday, September the 27th at noon, that's the deadline for us to confirm all of the acceptances to perform live in the show and to pay the fee. And here's the best part of all. Contestants have a chance to win up to $2,000.
Whoa.
And it's coming from a variety of sources. And so we have a judges panel. They will pick from the contestants. And by the way, we on average have anywhere from 90 to 100 people submit. So please, everyone, submit your audition piece. We pick 12. And of the 12, we will have the grand prize, which we have. We'll have a panel of local community leaders select the grand prize, which is $1,000. The contestants, the 12 contestants themselves, will also pick a winner within the group. That is a $500 prize. The audience members will also pick a winner. That's a $250 prize. And then the bonus pick would be all of the alums who have performed in previous years will also pick a winner of the competition as well. And that's another $250. So we have four different prizes that are being awarded that will total up to $2,000 for the winners.
America's Got Talent, eat your heart out. We're talking about the Rotary Club of Carrollton's third annual West Georgia Talent Competition to benefit the James R. Fulford Endowed Chair of Neurology Fund. It's going to be Saturday, October 26th at 7 p.m. at the UWG Grand Ballroom. Visit westgatalent.com for more information. We're going to go ahead and take our first commercial break, but when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Patrick Uran and Ed Ward. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at tanner.org.
The AP Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined advanced placement curriculum track to earn a series of distinctions upon graduation. This journey enables academically prepared students to pursue college-level studies throughout 17 AP courses in 5 subject categories while enrolled at OMA. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
And welcome back to Community Voice. Today we have Ed Ward, and who's the Rotary Club president, and Patrick Uran, Rotary Club president-elect, on the program as we chat about the Rotary Club's third annual West Georgia's Talent Competition. This is the third annual West Georgia Talent Competition. It's going to be Saturday, October 26th at the UWG Grand Ballroom. And this year, the charity it will be benefiting is the James R. Fulford Endowed Chair of Neurology Fund. and that's held within the Tanner Medical Foundation. If you're just tuning in, be sure to check out the podcast of this episode, which will be uploaded to this station's website, as well as graticcommunications.com. Feel free to share that, let everybody know, so that folks can start submitting their applications. And you can also check out, it will be uploaded later today, but the video of this morning's program on the Rotary Club of Carrollton's Facebook. All right, let's jump right back into it. So, why do you believe in this project and wish to continue this legacy and tradition?
So as we were talking about earlier, one of the great things about the signature event that we have for the Rotary Club of Carrollton is it's unlike any other charity event that we have in town. It is family friendly. So it's an evening event that folks can enjoy of all ages. It's also streamed live, so you can enjoy it anywhere in the world. You don't have to just be in Carrollton to participate in the charity event or support your family members who are in it or support the organization that we're actually raising funds for. So that family-friendly piece is huge. The fact that it is something that spans beyond our town's borders is also huge. It's also cultivating the next generation of Rotarians. So it's not age-specific. And so because we do have younger groups that participate in it, we are introducing them to what the purpose of Rotary is all about. We are instilling in them a lifelong love of service, and we're teaching them through the talent competition what service is really all about and how it impacts the community. Not a whole lot of charity events actually do that. We're also providing opportunities for program development. So one of the things that we do within Rotary is every week we get together and we have a speaker come and educate us on their programs, their businesses, what it is that they do in the nonprofit world, what they do in the for-profit world, and what opportunities there are. And so it's providing a platform for folks to come in and educate Rotary on opportunities that are out there as well. And so you don't have to be a business that is in Carrollton. So those folks that are auditioning and those folks that are performing now have a connection to the Carrollton Rotary Club and can come in and do a program and educate us and promote their businesses within Carrollton as well. And then beyond that, it is a fundraiser. And so over a five-year span, we're raising about $250,000 that we're putting right back into our local community as well. And we're not raising that money just from the local community. We're raising that money from outside of our local community. So for us to be a small town that's full of not-for-profits and to be a charitable organization that's tapping outside of our community to bring resources back into our community is also a unique thing for us as well. So all of those things together go in, I think, to make this a pretty unique opportunity for not only the Rotary Club of Carrollton, but for our community and our town as well. And a big piece of that comes through sponsorships. And so we do have several sponsorship levels. We have the platinum level, which is a $3,000 sponsorship. If you do decide that you want to be a sponsor, that $3,000 level gets you 8 tickets to the event. Also, the sponsor only pre-show cocktail hour and the live event. We have the gold level sponsor, which is $1,500. That gets you 4 tickets to the event as well as the pre-show cocktail hour. And then we have the silver level, which is $750, which gets you 2 tickets to the events and the pre-show cocktail hour. All level of sponsorships get you name recognition on westgatalent.com's website. It also gets you recognition during the live event itself. And then, of course, there's any level of a cash donation. So anybody who's interested in becoming a sponsor can go to our website at westgatalent.com. They can also reach out to any one of us. Depending upon the level of sponsorship, it's also tax deductible, and it goes right to the charity. None of that money is used for the operation of the event, and none of that money sits in the Rotary's pockets. It goes directly to the charities that we support.
Excellent. All right. Well, if we could, how... let's throw it back over to Ed Ward. Ed, how will this project benefit the greater community?
The project, the funds that come from the project highlights a variety of charitable organizations. While you have your main charitable organization, the funding for the show is going to go to Rotary also. Throughout the year, we'll be funding other charitable organizations in the city. And the show itself, we feature local talent. We do have a lot of local talent come in to the show. I think last year, year before, we had some high school singers that were just off the wall, excellent. So, and the show itself, I mean, it's family friendly and it's a lot of fun and entertaining.
Yeah, I mean, the past shows I know have had massive viewerships.
Yeah.
As we talked earlier, a lot of participation, and it seems like everybody has a really good time. And, of course, you're raising funds for some great causes.
Right.
Before we do take our last break, let's throw it back over to Patrick. Patrick, why should individuals want to flaunt their talent? Why should they want to participate in this competition?
They should want to participate in this competition, number one, because it does the funds go right back into our community itself. But also, it's just a good time to come together and celebrate something as a community. So a lot of people have talent. A lot of people like to fellowship, and that's what this is really all about. It does follow the format of America's Got Talent or things like American Idol. The judges that are there at the judges' table providing feedback are validating their talents. They're not critiquing in a critical kind of way. So it is a feel-good kind of experience. It's a feel-good kind of night. And there's nothing better than watching somebody up on that stage who actually has talent and is having a really good time. There's something about music. There's something about dance. There's something about the arts that impacts our soul at a very special level. So when you walk out of that space, you have a renewed sense of humanity. You have a renewed sense of celebration in life, and you're looking at the next generation of community leaders on that stage. And so you can take pride in the fact that you are cultivating simply by showing up either to watch or to participate on stage in the next generation of our own community leaders. So that's why people should show up.
Absolutely. And if those decencies are too ethereal for some people, as I hate to bring it back up, but there are some pretty awesome prizes that are
prizes as well. Come win some money.
Come win some money. Grand prize is the judge's pick of $1,000. Runner-up is contestant's pick is $500. Third place is the audience's pick at $250. Of course, the bonus, which will be chosen by the alumni, is $250 to those winners. All right, we're going to go ahead and take our second commercial break. But when we come back, we will continue our conversation with Rotary Club President Ed Ward and OMA Head of School and Rotary Club President-elect, as well as talent competition producer Patrick Uran, as we chat more about the Rotary Club of Carrollton's third annual West Georgia Talent Competition. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The customized academic scholar journey at Oak Mountain Academy is individually designed to provide students with a personalized, clearly defined academic track that earns the student a series of distinctions upon graduation. This journey enables academically driven students to pursue a focused, rigorous course of study personalized to their wants and desires. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
And we're back to Community Voice. Today's Wednesday, August 14th. I'm your host, Josh Engel. Be sure to check out the podcast of today's episode on this station's website, as well as graticommunications.com. We're talking about the Rotary Club of Carrollton's third annual West Georgia Talent Competition coming up Saturday, October 26th at the UWG Grand Ballroom to benefit the James R. Fulford Endowed Chair of Neurology Fund. For more information about that, you can go to westgatalent.com or listen to this podcast, share this podcast, and spread the good word, because you can have a lot of fun and support a great cause. And honestly, you know, the grand prize here is $1,000, and I think that's a total of $2,000-something, which is going to be administered as prizes for the various talents. So let's jump right back into it. Patrick, for those interested in auditioning and entering a chance to win this $1,000 prize, what do they need to know?
It's really very simple. Just go to the website at westgatalent.com, and it's outlined all there for you. But the short version is You basically do an unedited video of you with your talent that is 2 minutes in length. You upload it to the website. There's no cost to do that at all. The deadline to do that is Friday, September the 20th. The key is to get it uploaded before the deadline. Do not wait until the 20th to upload. Get it uploaded by the 20th. And then once all of the judging panel has reviewed those, then we will notify you if you are selected. If you are selected to perform in the live show, and we pick 12 folks to select in the live show, then we ask that those individuals make a $25 donation to the charitable cause that we are supporting. That counts as the registration fee. It is tax deductible. And then they're notified. They come in for a tech rehearsal before the live show, and then they show up for the live show on Saturday, October the 26th, and they perform for a panel of judges, and then they have a chance to win up to $2,000. They have four prizes that they can win. The grand prize, which is the judge's pick of $1,000. The contestants themselves, the 12 folks that have been selected to perform, are also going to award a prize, which is the runner-up prize of $500. And then the third place would be the audience's pick. So anybody who logs in to watch the show or anybody who is there at the live event will have a chance to vote as well. They will pick a winner. The audience pick will get $250. And then the bonus this year is that every member who has participated in this talent competition in the past, the alumni, will be invited back, and they will be coming together to pick a winner as well. And so that is the fourth prize that is also $250. So there are four awards that are given, selected by four different groups. And so it is definitely worth a chance to enter to win up to $2,000, and then just to showcase your talent as well. So there's no cost to actually upload. All you do is you set up a video camera or your telephone, put it on record, and record your talent. Unedited, upload it to the website, do it by the 20th.
Ed Ward, Rotary Club President. So for those interested in attending this event, which it does appear to be extremely family friendly, you can bring the kids out, have a great time. What do they need to know?
Well, the again, the beneficiary of this event is the James O. Fulford Endowed Chair, this is a mouthful, Chair of Neurology Fund, and it's held within the Tanner Medical Foundation. That particular charity was chosen by me because Parkinson's has struck my family, and I know Christy and I talked about it, Christy Garrett and I, and obviously, you know, it was, you know, near and dear to her family as well. As far as the event itself, again, the event format, the ballroom, University of West Georgia main ballroom, 6 p.m., exclusive sponsor only cocktail hour. And they'll have a banquet-style table seating with first-class hospitality service. 7 o'clock, the live show starts. Again, family-friendly. We keep stressing family-friendly. It is. You will experience unforgettable performances, celebrity special appearances, and performances and award-winning performances by past competitors. 9 p.m., a post-show.
I would like to add this as well. He's referenced a couple of times we have some celebrity guest appearances. This is a new piece to the talent competition this year. We have four Broadway stars who are going to be performing for this particular event because they support this charitable cause as well. So neurological diseases and Parkinson's is something that is a pretty universal thing that has impacted many individuals. He has shared that it's impacted his family directly. It's also impacted my family as well. And whether Parkinson's has hit your family or not, there are other neurological diseases that have impacted many individuals as well. And it's a pretty universal cause that a lot of people support. And so to be able to have these local or these celebrities come join us locally to perform their talent is a pretty big deal. And it shows that we have people well outside our community who are willing to give back to our community and support our community. So I did want to highlight that piece as well. Each year, the talent competition evolves into a new state and a new level, and we are very excited that this year we have support that is far outside of our community. So you can get more information at www.westgatalent.com. All of the proceeds are going to support the James R. Fulford Endowed Chair of Neurology Fund held within the Tanner Medical Center. The event is Saturday, October the 26th at 7 p.m. at the University of West Georgia Grand Ballroom, and we're excited that the Rotary Club of Carrollton is going to be hosting the third annual West Georgia Talent Competition this year.
Excellent. All right, Ed Ward, Patrick Graham, thank you both for joining us on the program today, and to all those tuning in, we'll see you next time.